Cause like a winter tonight, I thought I would always have light. The quick flash that you gave to me, so dark I could barely see. Looking
from wherever you are around the world, welcome and thank you for joining us. Today we continue our exploration of Christian Science, but we're going to go after Christian Science hardcore. We're going to discover what they really believe about theology and find out more with Dr. Donald Ingerson. He is the media and legislative representative of Christian Science for Southern California. He was also American Superintendent of the Year. Let's welcome to the circle Dr. Ingerson.
Thank you, Carlos. It's nice to be here.
Thank you for being here. This is great stuff. We like to do this. We've done a series on it. We've explored different religions and what they believe and some of these tough theological questions. We'll just start off asking right off the get-go, right? Why do bad things happen to good people? I've read the Rabbi Kushner's book, which I think that's exactly the title, and it was kind of a difficult question. I don't even know if he even answered it in the book, but what's your answer?
Well, I want to give a simple answer to it, and it may not answer the question for everyone, but I think any time we allow ourselves, at least in thought, to be separated from our God, bad things can happen. And the closer we can stay to God in thought and our activities, more good things seem to happen. And that, of course, is based upon individual activities and surroundings. But that's, I would answer it that way. Bad things happen when we allow ourselves to be separated from God.
So I guess, I know the world of psychology, a lot of times there's a philosophy, whatever you're thinking all the time, or we have internal dialogues, we talk to ourselves a lot. You know, Carlos, why did you do this? Carlos, what are you doing? And I know that seems to direct our direction in life, direct our direction in life. It seems to guide our direction in life.
Yes.
So that's that kind of what you're referring to.
Exactly. Exactly. What you think is kind of what you do.
And
so if your thought is filled with those good thoughts from the Christ and God, you tend to do those things. And those things are kind of trouble-free, generally.
And the Mary Baker Eddy, if I can even talk today, I know she talks a lot about that. She refers a lot to, I would just say, repositioning your mind, putting in the proper directions of where to go, thinking positively in certain situations, and kind of, if a situation is negative, how to look at it in a positive light, if I'm correct on that?
That would be correct. I would take it probably a step further in that regard. And I can't speak for Mary Baker Eddy, but I can speak for what she wrote, and that was pretty clear. Mary Baker Eddy was probably not as concerned with the brain up here as she was the mind, the godlike mind, spelled with a capital M. And the closer she could get through her prayers and her desires to that godlike mind that the greats talk about, that's what her religion is built on. It's built upon the Bible as the source, and she was a great student of the Bible.
Excellent. All right, let's get to some more theological questions. Heaven and hell, does Christian Science believe in heaven or hell?
Probably not the way you asked the question, Carlos. I think
I'm a little tricky, I know.
Well, sometimes we need to be alert, that's all right. Heaven or hell is probably what I make it or you make it. I don't believe heaven or hell is something that's a judgment way off. Either my life right now is heaven or hell or a combination of both, but I can make it a heaven experience or I can make it a hell experience by what I think and do and respond and do with my life. And so if my life right now is shall we say, hellish, I need to change it. And if I do change it, then I'm going to be on a continuum of improvement and becoming the man I want to be known as, etc. And so I'm not waiting till sometime after death to find out if I'm in heaven or in hell. It's a continuum all the way through those experiences, so there are no surprises.
So just to make sure, hell is not a physical place then?
No.
Okay. And where do we go when we die?
The question is a good one because it's based upon the material body. And we know where the material body goes. And
it's not a pleasant place.
But Christian Science is based upon where the spiritual body goes. And that spiritual body is, again, a continuum from what we're doing today. It's a transition. And if there are things that need to be changed at the transition, we still work on changing them. If I have a problem with being dishonest at the transition time, I'm still working on honesty. It's not a stop and go thing. But we're talking about in Christian Science the spiritual man.
So the spiritual man is actually always in perpetual development.
Yes.
To try to attain godlike.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
I'm getting it. Some kind of intriguing questions. Does Christian Science believe in angels?
Yes. I need to define that, but I sure believe in angels.
I know, it's another tricky question again.
Angels are, in many ways, God's messages to man. And those angel messages from God, if we act upon them, will steer us in the right direction. And we'll make the decisions that are higher than just a material solution. But as desire is a form of prayer. And as I pray, I'm getting closer to my God. And the responses come back in those angel messages, the ideas that come to me. And those are my angel messages. And they're my steering wheel.
I like that a lot. Another one we talked about was, what happens to people that were born before Jesus? People always wonder, well, wait a minute, they never got a shot at this. They didn't even hear about him. And there were thousands of years before Christ was even born. There were people roaming around the earth. What happens to them?
Well, many of those greats were in touch with God. And just like Jesus was. I would say it this way, God may have been a little mystical to those pre-Jesus days in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And when Jesus came, he kind of showed the common man, the people of the world, the power of God. And he was there in the human form, but with a divine purpose, divine heritage, to show man how powerful and how God could be part of their lives. And he was able to heal because he relied on God, never took any credit himself, but he relied on God. And he became a way sure. But the people before him, the Moseses and the others, talked with God also. But it was on a much more limited scale than the visibility of Christ Jesus.
Hi, welcome to Adelante. This is Adelante Recovery, and my name is Yvette Kuglin, and I'm part of the staff.
Adelante Recovery Center has helped people in dual diagnosis for 5 years. We accept most PPO insurances and provide luxury accommodations and 24-hour support. To speak with an admissions counselor, call 1-888-242-4450.
A lot of time, we don't even know what's wrong with us, and sometimes we need to get away to figure that out. So if you want to go for a little retreat out in Corona Del Mar, which is a confidential location, we're here to help. So we're only a phone call away. Thank you.
Well, I know Christian Science, we're always in a perpetual development towards the ultimate God mind.
Yes.
The capital M. Is Jesus the epitome of that? Is he the one that's the guy who's figured it out, who's done it?
That's
is that
right.
What we're trying to emulate?
He figured it out and showed mankind.
Okay.
So he came to earth to show you and I what it was like in real time.
Excellent. So many questions, so little time. What is a sin in Christian Science?
Well, the original meaning of the word sin probably came from the term archery. and if you Greek wise, and if you miss the bullseye, why they said sin, and so I would say the same. If sin is missing the mark, the higher call of higher calling, missing the mark of the truth, and so sin is something you want to improve from. You don't want to become involved in sin. So sin is missing the mark of perfection.
I know we were using the analogy of direction, kind of like our map or GPS, so it seems like we're going off the road if we commit sin.
Sin.
Okay, yeah. All right, so how about the attributes of God? What does Christian Science say? What is God like? Is God a male or a female?
Neither and both. It has no physical characteristic. It's our God is spiritual in concept and form. He's truth, he's spirit, he's love, he's honesty, principle, soul. Basically, in Christian Science, we have seven synonyms that would speak to the referencing the God we see and feel and work with.
Good. What's our purpose on here? For human beings, we always wonder, what is our purpose for being here? There's a huge debate. There always has been. Well, not always has been, but over the last maybe a century or so. How do we come, right? How do we become a part of this universe? How did the whole universe begin? And now what are we doing here? What's our purpose? What does Christian Science say is our purpose?
Well, our purpose may not be as human beings, but that's the form we're in here on Earth. And what we're trying to do is to become to mirror as many of the godlike spiritual qualities that we can, and to make the most out of this human life, and to raise it to another level of consciousness, and to be more spiritual, to do more good, to be more Christ-like in our daily endeavors.
All right, we got one question before we get to the fastball question. Not here yet, but the question before, Christian Science deals a lot with spirituality, attaining the ultimate spirituality, ultimate mind. Why do you think God made us physical then? What was the purpose of that?
You know, I in other words, how? Why are we in a material form?
Yes.
I can't really probably answer that because I'm not in a material form. My real being is spiritual. And it's could be defined in many different ways, but my real being is spiritual, and so I'm enriching the spirituality of me all the time, and that affects what you see here, and as it's manifested, just as it did with Jesus in the Bible. And just as with Moses and others of the greats in an earlier time, what we're doing is really bringing the material manifestations to a higher level. And why Carlos is Carlos and Don is Don, we're ideas of God. And our work is to lift those ideas to be as pure and as spirit-like as they can be.
Well, here comes your fastball question. When Don goes and meets God, what is Don going to ask him? What's Dr. Ingerson going to say? Why did this happen, God? I mean, is he going to ask him why the Yankees lost to the Boston Red Sox? Is he going to ask him, you know, what happened with Moses? What is he going to ask him?
And that question's based on the assumption that I'm a material man talking to a material God.
Oh, that's right. It's a bad assumption already, off the gate.
And I'm going to be a spiritual guy, a spiritual idea talking with a spiritual God. And we probably won't talk about matter at all. We'll talk about something much more refreshing and enriching.
Well, there you go, folks. Anything else you want to tell our audience before we wrap up about Christian Science?
Well, I do hope that anybody who has any questions on Christian Science will feel free to go on the web and just christianscience.com And at the same time, I have a website here in Laguna Beach, actually, and I'm available to respond to any questions that you might have there too. I also have a Twitter handle, and happy to interface, and I put articles up every morning from Monday through Thursday on Christian Science and how it works.
That's wonderful. It was a wonderful show. Thank you so much, Dr. Ingerson. I really appreciate it. I'm going to grab this one more time, make sure everybody gets it. Like I said, I really love it. Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, a book I would highly recommend. Very, as he would say, enriching. It's actually a really good book. Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed that show as much as I did, continuing to try to answer these tough questions that we always ask ourselves and wonder, what does everybody else think about this? Wherever there's psychology involved, we are there. That's our motto, everyone. See you next time.